Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking, technology, and finance. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of AI coding assistants and how to make them work for you, not against your wallet.
Hit me with it. I'm all ears, especially if it involves saving some cash.
Right? So this guy's video is all about optimizing prompts in RW code, specifically using the footgun system prompting in the 3.7 Euro release. It's about taking control, not just blindly accepting the default massive system prompt.
Okay, footgun. Sounds dangerous, but also kind of cool. What's the deal?
Exactly. It's powerful, so you gotta be careful. Basically, it lets you completely replace the default system prompt. He uses it for two main reasons: handling local models with limited context windows, and, the big one, saving serious tokens, and therefore money.
Ooh, money saving, tell me more.
He starts with a simple example, fixing a buggy Tetris game in Python. Using the default prompt, the AI gobbles up a bunch of tokens, costing him 6 cents. Not terrible, but...
But there's a but coming, isn't there?
Big time. He switches to his custom streamlined prompt, coder short rules mode, and boom, same fix, less than half the cost. Wow.
Hold up, half the cost? That's insane. What kind of wizardry is this?
Pure prompt engineering magic. The default prompt is huge, like over 50,000 characters huge. He trimmed it down to the bare essentials, just the functionality he needs. No unnecessary fluff, just pure efficiency.
I see, interesting. So less is more in this case, huh?
Absolutely. He even simplified the tool definitions within the prompt, making it even leaner. And get this, he believes we could create shared prompts for specific use cases, like Python or Vue code, further optimizing the process.
That's a great idea. A whole community sharing optimized prompts. Imagine the possibilities.
Right? Then he moves to a bigger project, cleaning up a large JavaScript file. Default prompt? Expensive. His custom prompt? 9 cents. And it did an even better job, removing duplicate code and unused variables that the original prompt missed. It's a game changer, really.
I gotta admit, I'm a little skeptical. Is it really that simple?
He acknowledges there are limitations. His streamlined prompt isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. If you're using more advanced features, you'll need a different prompt. But the core message is clear. Tailor your prompts to your needs and save big.
Got it. So less fluff, more focus. This could revolutionize my workflow.
Exactly. And he stresses the importance of community involvement. He encourages feedback and discussion so we can all learn and optimize together. And honestly, that's what makes this so exciting.
Totally agree. Thanks for breaking that down. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some prompts to rewrite.
Go get them. And that's it for today's show, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Catch you next time.
Goodbye.